Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
And again, we're not having very much luck today. We have not received a phone call from Dr. Richard Castellano, who was scheduled to be our next guest. So again, we're going to go to an interview Kathy Hart did earlier with Bernie Siegel about stem cell research.
You're listening to Health First, heard across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We have Bernie Siegel with us today. He's the executive director of the Regenerative Medicine Foundation, and all his work is around and with stem cell research. So welcome, Bernie.
Thanks a lot.
It's wonderful to have you on today. You've been at summits over stem cell research, and there's so much going on, and there's so many baby boomers waiting for new hips, new elbows, new ankles, new knees. What other options are we going to have?
Well, that's a great question. I'm a baby boomer myself, so it's a vital interest to all of our generation. And, of course, stem cells hold such great promise, right, that we've all been hearing about stem cells. It represents a new technology. It's part of regenerative medicine, the promise of being able to repair, restore damaged tissue, or even replace body parts. So it sounds so futuristic.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, with all the convergence of technologies that are out there, what was science fiction now is getting very close to fruition, and there's a lot of promise in the field. But the question, of course, as you asked, is what is it now and the here and now for folks to do?
Yeah. So with people that are looking at a year and a half to 2 years waiting for a different hip or a different knee, what other options? Where would we go to explore other options?
Well, that's a great question, and you know there are a lot of advertisements that you see in the newspapers or even on TV where doctors are advertising stem cell treatments for all sorts of things. So, what's a consumer to do? And problems out there, because there are very safe potential treatments out there, but there are no proven cures yet from anything with stem cells. And this is very significant. Now, I'm not talking about bone marrow transplants that have been going on for years, but I'm talking about other types of cells. Of course, embryonic stem cells, there's still research going on there, and other cells they call pluripotent that can change into any type of cell in the human body. But most people are interested in cells from their own body, adult stem cells like taken from fat or from bone marrow, and these cells hold a lot of promise. So doctors are offering, and clinicians, some of them are offering different types of treatments, but the consumer has to beware, because you might be able to get an infusion in a painful joint that it might improve the health, but how do you know it's the cells that they're putting in are doing it? Maybe it's just the infusion of saline. How are you supposed to know if you have a bad reaction that you're going to be able to get treatment? So there's sort of like a checklist that a consumer, a baby boomer, needs to go and think about before they race to the local doctor that might say, especially if they're advertising, saying, treat you. So I think it's important that your listeners know what do we have to ask before we jump into it. And the other thing to know, this is a booming business now in the United States. They've measured over 500 clinics that are out there advertising this. And the problem is that if you look at what they advertise, you know, if they're advertising for something like they're going to treat your ALS or Parkinson's disease or a genetic disease, it's very, very unlikely that there's any kind of treatment for that legitimate. So if you go there and you're going to get an infusion of cells in there and you're going to get charged $5,000, how are they going to show that you actually have an improvement or not? So you got to ask first, what's the specialty of the doctor that you're going to see? Because if it's not really clear in an advertisement, you go down there, you have to pick a treatment or a clinic the same way you would pick any other doctor. You don't want to go, if you have a plumbing leak, to hire a carpenter. So it's the same thing. And if it's it wouldn't be necessary that you would necessarily want to go to a chiropractor if you have a rare neurological disease, right? It doesn't make sense. And also, what kind of cells are they going to use? Are they going to do liposuction and take some cells from fat and then put them in to your body because it's rich in stem cells? Well, you know, who's extracting the fat? Are they? Is that part of their specialty to be able to do a liposuction? Maybe you need to see a plastic surgeon to do that. So these are the type of questions that people can get in real trouble, especially if they're spending a lot of money and just going in for infusion and not talking to their regular doctors to make sure that it's the proper thing to do.
Mm-hmm. And we're seeing these clinics pop up in Canada, too. There must be a lot of success to see it growing the way it is. What are the best things that you've seen through stem cell work to actually bring healing and longevity to our bodies?
Well, healing and longevity. Right now, there are some stem cell treatments that are being used for pain and for to improve function in joints and knee, your elbow, these are usually found at sports medicine clinics and institutes. You know, if you're and often available at with a really well-trained physician such as Mayo Clinic or Cleveland Clinic, or the University of Miami Sports Institute. Those are the places to go for this sort of thing. Now, longevity is a whole other issue, and right now there are clinical trials going on in different places to join a clinical trial on age-related frailty. And actually, there's a trial going on in the Bahamas now and in the United States related to that. Through a major university, so these are fascinating clinical trials. But you got to be careful there too, because if you go to a clinical trial and it's someone that's going to charge you a lot of money for it, that might raise flags for you to do that. So I guess the gist of what I'm telling you is that it's really a buyer beware situation. There are clinics all over the world that are making a lot of representations. It doesn't necessarily mean that the cells you're going to get are going to be working on you. You might just feel better just because you got a placebo.
So have you heard any conversations around medical actually paying for these procedures?
Well, that's the biggest issue right now. None of this is reimbursed. So that means Medicare, Medicaid isn't paying for it. Private insurance it's still being looked into. And once we get FDA-approved clinical trials through on this, and we can understand how these cells are really working on the body, first, that they're safe, and secondly, that they're really going to have efficacy, they're really going to work, then hopefully the medical insurers and Medicare, Medicaid will pay for it. But right now, it's a big business, because it's outside of the system, and that's where some doctors, not all of them, but some doctors are charging enormous sums of money for this. And you'll go to a seminar, typically, and it's going to be a great seminar, and they're going to serve you hors d'oeuvres. And if you live in South Florida like I do, you get full-page ads in the newspaper. So people will go there and then hear the story, but not ask the right questions on it. So you've got to really be careful.
So, Bernie, when you go to, is a regular medical doctor that's taking courses in this, or is it naturopathic physicians, or who's giving those procedures now?
Well, there you go. I would recommend that you go to a doctor within your specialty, the indication that you have. If you have a medical problem and you're seeing an orthopedist, that's the doctor to ask. What is available in stem cells right now for me? Do you do a treatment? You know, could you recommend? This is like a due diligence type question.
Mm-hmm.
So you just can't go to a newspaper ad, because there is very few doctors are trained in regenerative medicine using stem cells. That's another important thing. They're just starting now to give specialized training with this, so a doctor can get continuing medical education credit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a pretty new area.
So they are the doctors are it's serious enough that the doctors are the ones being educated. It's not like just I need a good business. Let me get in this.
Well, you know, that's right, and they need to be educated in it, and if they're not, it could be a problem, because are they going to offer you follow up care? Is this just a one-shot deal? You're going to get an infusion and that's it? Are you enrolled in some clinical trial? Or is it a legitimate clinical trial? And people are so desperate, you know, with our aches and pains that we have. And, you know, you want to get a salvation. And stem cells offer so much promise, but people assume that they're in the here and now. And we're just beginning to have breakthroughs in the laboratories. And a whole new industry is developing about it. But, sometimes stem cells in regenerative medicine are like a brand, right? They might not even, you can go sometimes and get Apple stem cells cosmetics and spend tremendous amounts of money, and there's like no such thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why stem cells you have to be very careful, especially if you're going to try to get a here and now treatment.
So, Bernie, can you give us a rundown on how they create the stem cells to put place into your body? Like, what's the protocol?
That's a good question. You know, our bodies have over 30 trillion cells, and now we realize that certain cells have almost medicinal impact. So certain adult cells in our body, they call them MSCs. So MSCs, mesenchymal stem cells, come from bone marrow. They're found in fat. They're found in cord blood that families are storing now. And those cells, researchers believe, have healing properties. They don't grow new cells, but they seem to attract healing properties when they are injected in a place of inflammation. So that's important, and that's the idea behind this. So if you go into a clinic, they might say, well, we're getting these cells from cord blood, or we're getting these cells from fat, or we're getting these cells from we're going to take this from your bone marrow. And they might try to put it in a centrifuge. They're going to try to purify the cells. And right now, the FDA is really offered guidelines on what can and cannot be used. So if the doctors are not doing anything but minimally manipulating the cells, that's perfectly fine. And that's the kind of thing that's going on now. They have something called platelet-rich plasma, PRP. And a lot of doctors are using that for inflammation and pain, and that's fine. It's not necessarily stem cells, and sometimes it's branded that way, right? But other doctors are, you know, calling all sorts of things stem cells, and that's where you have a problem.
Mm-hmm. Yes, for sure. So we're going to go to a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to learn more about the stem cell research.